While the ethanol industry hasn't gotten the same attention from presidential candidates since the end of the Iowa caucuses, the Renewable Fuels Association feels all right with presumptive party nominees Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. This election is particularly important to renewable fuels advocates because of the potential for the next president to be in office when congressional volumetric requirements for the renewable fuel standard expire in 2022. Four of the last five presidents served two terms in office, and in 2022, it's up to the administration to set renewable volume obligations. Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen says the group is comfortable with both candidates' stances on the RFS.
More comfortable today, because Ted Cruz isn't going to be the president, than I might have been, you know, a week ago. But, you know, look, both presidential candidates today support the RFS. Congress continues to say, you know, it's important, let's not repeal it, let's reform it. And we do monthly polling, and, you know, frankly, the American public continues to support the RFS, despite the push polls that API likes to put out there.
While Trump's speech at the Renewable Fuels Summit in Iowa may have lacked much for passion and energy, Dineen is confident that it was more than pandering to the state's voters.
He has, in several forums since then, been very articulate about his support for the RFS generally and ethanol specifically. Look, he's all about America. He wants American energy. And I don't suspect he's going to be negative toward fracking or deep water drilling. I mean, he wants more energy.
However, Dineen says it's hard to predict precisely how campaign convictions will translate to presidential policies.
Now, look, you don't have guarantees with any politician, right? President Obama, as senator, had introduced legislation requiring 60 billion gallons of renewable fuels. He thought I was a piker because I was supporting the Senate energy bill of 36 billion gallons. He becomes president, we were certain that the industry was just going to get everything it needed, because the senator from Illinois, now president, clearly understood. Well, hasn't really been the case.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.